Is yoga a technology to feel good, Ion?
No.
Why not? No, I can't say
stretching
why.
Stretching yourself and being able to, well, it might be beneficial to lick your own genitalia, and I guess you would if you could, but to contort yourself into such a position for that end, if that's pleasurable, great. But not because some damn yogi or boo-boo told you to do it. If you get it from move around and stretch your body and it feels appropriate, then do that. But don't make it a dogma for Pete's sake.
Well said.
Yeah. I heard Ian once say he's not for jogging and racing around, but he said stretching is good exercise. You did say stretching. You didn't call it yoga, but
stretching.
You said stretching.
Yeah. Well, yeah, yoga's stretching. Not stretching. That's what they use as excuse to call it yoga.
Right.
It's supposed to transcendently mediate you into this higher.
Well, that's
cosmic.
Just a spiritual form. Most American yoga is the stretching form. And I'm going to say that it's popular in Maine and the East Coast because it's an indoor activity that people can do the 8 months of the year that it's cold up there.
Right. And I'm still thinking that any kind of spiritual exercise.
Try coitus. It'll replace yoga.
Yeah. anything.
Get
James going the vagina theme. The vagina theme gets James all excited.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you bring in spiritual evolution or spiritual growth, that's time, that's duration, that ain't where it's at. So Ion's going to snuff anything that involves duration. But that's the acceptable definition of time.
Mm, yeah.
So, again, I've walked myself around the block and
rabbit hole.
And got somewheres.
Mm.
I got somewheres this time. What made this kind of yoga so appealing to Westerners, Ion?
And we don't know that it is.
Oh, I can explain that one. What is going on right now with all these young and new teachers of yoga practicing these traditions and the beliefs that this is the way? Okay, so why has yoga become popular in the West, Ion?
No, it hasn't.
See if we do.
It's maybe just in her circle.
Okay. Are these young teachers in their power by following a guru's teaching? Nah, you can't be in power when you're following somebody.
Well, then you'd have to acknowledge that you're not as powerful as the teacher. And if your teacher's so damn good at it, why they got to teach you? Why don't they just do it?